Yeah, usually it's
a giant flood on the market. It's a cold stock market.
That's usually the way it works, isn't it? Yeah, next year might be very reasonable.
Go figure today.
You can?
Okay. Make a try. He said something about Facebook.
Yes, we will meet you first.
We just rolled this whole.
This is the highlight of the evening here. It is.
Old fashioned.
Oh, the calendar. That's cool.
Well, I wasn't too sure what.
Well, the original letter didn't say the name. It just said the number. It was the one that we had problems with.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people do. Yeah.
It's our alarms. It's like a heartbeat alarm, some type of call.
Last one.
Everybody look towards the door.
They wait on Paul.
Five seconds.
There should be one other.
I don't need one.
At least he's not one of the ones at this point.
True. Just have to take his coat off.
Ready, Andrew? I'm ready. I'll stand there. We could. I've done that.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the January 4th City Council meeting for the City of Orrville. This evening, before we begin our regular meeting, we'll need to swear in our recently elected officials. Which one gets to go first?
You're first.
Okay, if you can raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Lyle Baker, do solemnly swear, to support the Constitution of the United States of America,
to support the Constitution of the United States of America,
and the State of Ohio, and to uphold the laws and ordinances, of the City of Orrville, to faithfully, honestly, and impartially, discharge the duties, of the Council of the City of Orrville, Ohio. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you. And we have some council members.
Yes, we have three.
Mr. Shoup, Mr. Corfman, and Mr. Spears.
Right.
You got to do it separately.
All right, we've got three of you here?
Left hand or right hand?
You're going to raise your right hand, so. Okay.
Other left.
That's right. I, state your name.
I, Art Schwartz.
Do solemnly swear. To support the Constitution of the United States of America. And the State of Ohio. And to uphold the laws and ordinances. Of the City of Orrville. And to faithfully, honestly, and impartially. Discharge the duties of the Council of the City of Orrville. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I did. Does John need to be sworn?
I don't think so. We looked at that today.
Okay.
You were re-elected.
Well, I was elected to the unexpired term. I was appointed to the unexpired term before, but Now I was elected to the office.
Good thing you know what you're doing.
He just let him go by himself.
That's right. All right, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, John Morrison.
I, John Morrison.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To support the Constitution of the United States of America.
To support the Constitution of the United States of America.
And the State of Ohio.
And the State of Ohio.
And to uphold the laws and ordinances of the City of Warrville.
And to uphold the laws and ordinances of the City of Warrville.
To faithfully, honestly, and impartially.
To faithfully, honestly, and impartially.
Discharge the duties of the Council of the City of Warrville.
Discharge the duties of the Council of the City of Warrville.
Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Kirkbride. We'll move on with our regular meeting now. If everyone would please stand, we'll be led in prayer by Pastor Newton Brennan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Let's pray. Father, tonight I want to thank you for fresh starts. Lord, you've told us your love goes on and on. Your mercies never come to an end. Your mercies are new every morning, and your faithfulness, it's great. And Lord, we put our hope in you. So in the start of a new year, and even as we've heard commitments of leaders here, We recognize that our hope is in you, and Lord, I thank you for these leaders. I thank you for giving them eyes to see and ears to hear what you have in mind for Warrville, for future prosperity. Lord, what you see, solutions for current challenges, progress in the changes, understanding for contentions. Father, I thank you for your goodness and how it will be shown in this community in 2016. Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Shoup?
Here.
Wilson?
Here.
Bam?
Here.
Hampshire? Aspiris?
Here.
Korfman?
Here.
Larson?
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes of our December 21st meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Mr. Vance?
I move we adopt the minutes of the last meeting.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Larson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Aspiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report.
Thank you. Health and safety. Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report from me.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have no report.
Thank you. Transportation. Mr. Shoup.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report for this evening.
Thank you. Planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing here, sir.
All right. Ordinance and Personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no reporting.
Everybody must have stayed super busy during the holiday period to have no reports. We'll move to our administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I have a couple items. Number one, I just wanted to mention that in case anybody was wondering, I was sworn in last week by Mrs. Kirkbride so that I would be official over the weekend, over the New Year's, in case anything would happen that way. So that was done last week here at City Hall. And also I wanted to draw the attention, maybe Andrew, you can put the camera that direction, to the pictures on the wall. At one time, I understand, there was an Orville Hall of Fame, a city-type Hall of Fame, and those pictures were up. And my guess is they might have been taken down when we redid City Hall a few years back in the 90s and never got put back up. We actually found them in a closet, and they were pretty dusty, and Gene and I cleaned them all up last week, and we had Myron and Mike from our service department come up and put those up. In fact, they did such a good job, we thought they might have a new TV show on HGTV, the Myron and Mike show. But they put those up for us, and I think they look real nice. Actually, those were all part of what I understand to be, before there was Citizen of the Year, there was the City Hall of Fame. And then when the Citizen of the Year Award started, that stopped. So probably those are really kind of your earlier Citizens of the Year, I guess, if you want to look at it that way. Just thought we might as well get those put up on the wall someplace. Secondly, I'd like to just mention that the trash and recycle containers, just a quick reminder to people, especially today as the weather gets bad. A lot of times in the winter, this is the time when people want to just sort of tend to forget those and leave them sit. And I know we had a couple, last couple weeks that sat from one week to the next. And that is certainly not the look we want in town. So just to remind people, even if it's cold, you got to bundle up and go and bring those back and get them closer to the house. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a very short report tonight. The streak is over. We did use road salt today, so winter is officially here. And that is actually all I have for tonight.
Thank you.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Christmas tree pickup?
It's ongoing. Yep. If we haven't gotten to you, we will. If you happen to have one and don't feel like we continue to miss you, by all means, give us a call at City Hall and we'll make sure it gets done.
Anyone else?
Yes, President. how's the salt supply holding up?
Yeah, it's getting a little tight after today, but we're hoping for a new shipment. Actually, as I mentioned to you, the utility director, we actually need to use some. We have a minimum needed, so it's actually a good thing that we are going to need to use some salt here coming up. So, not that we're hoping for snow.
Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. We'll move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Utility Board has not met since our last council meeting. I have nothing more to report other than we do have a busy year this year, so hang on for the ride. That's all we have tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Our Finance Director, Ms. Stremlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next week, we will begin our ERP utilization review prior to the full implementation. During the review, we'll detail all the current processes, the functionality of our current system, and we'll try to identify opportunities for automation or new configurations or possibly re-engineering our current processes. So we'll need to address all of those issues as they arise during the utilization review. Also, at our next meeting, I should be able to deliver to you the full implementation schedule. We're still working on a couple of the dates, with the first few months of the year being very busy for us with the audit and the close. So we should have that to you next week, or at the next meeting. Also, at the next meeting, we'll distribute the final appropriation calendar for 2016. It'll be very similar to past years. All of the meetings and workshops will occur in March. With the workshop being immediately following the first utility board meeting in March. And that's all I have this evening.
Thank you. We'll move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. I also have no report for this evening. We have no old business on our schedule. We also have no new business on our schedule. Oh, that completes our regular meeting. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order? Mr. Shute.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's the kind of docket agenda I like. Just kidding.
Well, I'm glad you like it. You'll have to make that known to the world so we can get this more often. Anyone else have anything for the good of the order? Yes, sir. Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shue?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting this evening. We're now adjourned.
I should have minutes.
My picture was in the closet.
Of course, you know, in the headlights, that was really a councilman shooting that.
Yeah, of course.
My picture was in there because I had mice in there a few years ago, and they wanted to get it.